Jennifer, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, and tonight is the opening night of the Knoxville Area Community Theater's spring play. It's a dinner theater, and it's called Death by Dessert. And that's kind of a little ironic, wouldn't you say, having Death by Dessert be a dinner theater? Well, why don't we talk a little bit about what the play is about?
The play is based in New York, in Little Italy, in a building that is owned by a landlord, and there are two Italian families competing against each other for generations.
So it starts as a family rivalry, and it goes into, is it a murder mystery of sorts?
Yes, yes. I am actually playing the landlord, and they do kill me off.
And, spoiler.
And then I start to narrate, and then I go through and we tell the past story of how it started and what all, transpired and everything. So, yeah, by the end, well, by intermission, then the people will kind of get a chance to talk about it, and whatever. And then the second half will be played out of how it happened. But there is a twist to it that's not in the book.
First of all, what do you mean by that?
Well, there is supposed to be one actual murder. But, like Clue, we've kind of mixed it up a little bit. We think that, it should have happened a couple other different ways, too.
So you have took a little bit of liberty with the script, you'd say.
Yes, don't tell anybody.
So what kind of characters do we see? I mean, is it supposed to be comedic? Is it supposed to be dramatic?
Very comedic. It's barely what we can do to get through rehearsals. There's a Don and Donna. Well, it's Don, Donna Ducci, and Donna Ducciadani. And they own the two restaurants, and they have workers for them, and some goofballs and different things that happen that I wouldn't even dare tell you unless you come see the show.
That sounds good. Well, let's go to the dinner theater concept here. And I know you mentioned to me before we started here that this was the first time K-Act has done the dinner theater since the VA closed, and we're doing it at the Swamp Fox in the upstairs part here. What made you decide to do the dinner theater?
Well, we've had a lot of our patrons, in the past who said, I wish you would, get a chance to do that again. But, we're very thankful that the middle school and, the schools have let us use their facilities since the VA's closed. But we did want to kind of just do a dinner theater again. And this was definitely a great opportunity. And Swamp Fox was so welcoming to the idea. So we're very, very thankful for this opportunity.
So explain for people that want to come maybe tonight or this weekend, Friday, Saturday, how it'll work. Is dinner going to be served before the play, during the play? How does that happen?
Okay. Thursday, Friday, Saturday is dinner and show. Sunday is just a matinee only like I say, the desserts will be served at intermission. But the dinner starts at 6 and the show starts at 7. I think the doors do open up at 5:30. And it's not really reserved seating. You just, get your table. We just have so many spots, per table-wise that we can do, which works out pretty good. But the tickets are $15 for the dinner and show and $8 for show only. And you can get those tickets here at Swamp Fox.
Just come in whenever they're open and go ahead and order them?
Yes.
Okay. And what would you say to encourage people to come to the show this weekend? I mean, I know we kind of talked about what it's about, but really, if you're trying to sell the show to someone, what do you tell them?
Oh, it is a spoof of ridiculous things that happen. It is to die for as far as comedy-wise as well. It is based in Little Italy, so we are having a spaghetti dinner with all that. And, of course, the dessert will be served, thus death by dessert.
Hopefully no one dies during intermission.
Well, I'm sure hoping not.
But is there anyone else you'd like to thank? I know a performance like this takes a lot of busy hands and a lot of busy bodies.
Well, we definitely first and foremost want to thank Swamp Fox for letting us have this opportunity to use their building. We have borrowed, we are paying for them, bless their hearts, but the school has lent us a platform so we can build a stage, because otherwise we would not have a stage to use. So, and we've got a couple of gentlemen who have come and built the set, and now we're in the process of painting and getting it ready for everyone.
All right, anything else you'd like to add today?
I just really hope and pray you guys come, because it is so funny. You need this laugh, you need this break from life the way it is.
All right, well, thanks for joining us today, Jennifer.
Thank you very much.